you and your husband, maybe tell me a little about where you met. And...
Well, I met him. There's people by the name of that came up, and they lived right up here on the river, right just about where my son lives. And they was like we were. They came here and bought this land, and they thought they were really doing something. And, of course, my husband worked for them before they came out here. Well, then after they came out here and he got this farm, he came out here and worked for them. And I met him at a school program here. And that's how I come to meet him. And then he was here. That was 1921. And in 1922, he came back and worked for him a little while. But then he went back. He didn't like it here very good. So he went back and was working there for some people there in Hollinger, Nebraska. And then he left, and I never saw him again for 3 years. But we wrote to each other all the time. And then when I got ready to get married, I just got on the train and went down there.
Now, is there any other word they would use for married? Would they use any other word to express that idea of being married?
We were married at Norton, Kansas. It wasn't very far from where we lived, where we were going to live, to Norton, Kansas. And we went over there and got married by the judge, and it was in April.
So he pronounced you man and...
Yeah, and he pronounced us man and wife. I still have a marriage certificate. No judges. Well, I guess he was acted as a judge too, probably. I don't know. But that's the way...
Wow, that's quite a story. What do they call it that the preacher preaches? That's called a... What would they call his little speech?
I don't know.
S-E-R, sir? You ever heard of that? Sermon?
Oh, sermon. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, he just preached he just said a few things out of the Bible and pronounced his man and wife, and that was it. And we started home, and it had rained, and it was just a flood. And we went across a little creek, and the bridge had gone out underneath, and we had a Model T Ford. I've got the picture of it. A Model T Ford, and it fell in that thing. All wheels went down, and we were just in the high center. So we had to walk to a neighbor's there, and he hooked up a team. He hooked up one horse first and it couldn't pull it, so he had to come and get another horse, and then finally got it out of there with a team of horses. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning when we got home.
Okay, I need to quiz you on a few things here, just for the sound of them. The divine being is called, up above, that would be called, this is the word I need you to say.
Oh, God?
Uh-huh. Okay. And the first four books of the New Testament are something, Mark, Luke, and...
John.
Okay, and the first one is...
Mark.
Matthew.
Okay. Yeah, Matthew.
There we
yeah.
go. And do you know anyone who... what do they call it when a person goes on beyond high school? They get a higher...
Well, they go to college.
Uh-huh.
That's... And then if the university, if they all, any of them goes that far, some of them don't, you know, here. Now, I have a granddaughter that's just graduated from school. She just was graduated the other day, and she is just 17, and they put her up. She was so smart that they had to put her up a grade, and she just graduated, and she got so many scholarships that everything is paid for 4 years.
Where did she decide to go?
Casper.
Uh-huh.